Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Delaware has a new leader tasked with addressing one of the state's most pressing challenges, housing, specifically affordable housing. Matthew Heckles now leads the Delaware State Housing Authority as its director, and he's no stranger to the agency. He previously served as legislative and policy advisor for DSHA, and more recently as the Mid-Atlantic Regional Administrator for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. This week, Delaware Public Media's Abigail Lee sat down with Heckles to discuss his plans to tackle the state's housing crisis and make housing more affordable and accessible for Delawareans.
The first thing I wanted to ask you was just to kind of give you the floor and see if you wanted to talk about your priorities and goals as the new director.
You know, I always start with how excited I am to work for Governor Meyer and his administration, because in most of the conversations that we have about housing, he starts with the premise that housing is a human right. And that is just a really great place to start to talk about housing. One of my goals is to make sure that DSHA has what it needs to perform at the highest level, that gives us the ability to support our partners in the way that that we need to. And that's a combination of making sure that we have the resources coming to us from the state, from our financing capacities, from the federal government, and that we have the capacity, both human capacity and the infrastructure, the information technology, the policies and procedures that allow us to deploy our resources into the community as efficiently as we can. We're going to work to make sure that we have more resources. That's difficult these days. The federal government is going in a different direction than I would like it to, especially when it comes to housing and community development programming and its capacity. I think that there's an opportunity for the state to step in a lot of instances and fill gaps, but we may have to prioritize how we do that. But at the base of it, we will only be successful if DSHA is a well-run organization. The other thing is that we have such great partners. That's, I think, one of the strengths here in Delaware, is that we have great partners in the nonprofit sector, the development community, at local jurisdictions, our partners in philanthropy, all over the state. There are a lot of people who are looking to support this administration and DSHA and what we're doing for housing for people and families in Delaware. And so we need to get back to making sure that we're all swimming in the same direction. You know, it's just important for us all to get on the same page and make sure that we're all trying to accomplish the goals, but also do it in the way that we know works. And that's a role that I think DSHA has to play moving forward.
I was actually planning on sort of talking about federal funding and how that is going to change the landscape a little later, but since you brought it up, I'll go ahead and just jump there now. You know, HUD recently pulled funding from CLASI's fair housing efforts, which was about, I think it was 4% of their annual budget. So a pretty tough cut, and federal funding has just been in this kind of unreliable state right now with the first few months of the new administration. So can you talk a little bit about how you're planning on navigating that environment with potentially, you know, unreliable funds, and how you'll establish a more stable ground for DSHA?
You know, I think that's the first of many cuts to housing programs that we anticipate. The continuing resolution that passed, was just last week or so, made some reductions to housing budgets, but I'm really fearful about what the budget that comes up in the next federal fiscal year that would take effect on October 1st. And what might be happening as a result of those negotiations. I expect that the federal government, and you know, we've seen it already, right, is going to be contracting, and that means that there's going to be a larger role for states to play. I think the best case scenario is that we see some of these programs devolve to the state level. That just means that rather than having sort of administrators at the federal level moving that money out into communities, that they might devolve that to the states to do that. I think that that Delaware has to be prepared to take on that role if that is the way that the federal government transforms itself. That would be the best case scenario because that would imply that there are still funds to allocate to families and communities in Delaware. The alternative, the worst alternative, is that those funds are eliminated completely. Then it would be up to the state to try to fill the gaps financially. And in an environment where, that's happening, I would expect that we would see difficult budget times. We are already seeing difficult budget times at the state level as well. And so, in a place, especially in housing, with an administration that wants to do great things, it's incredibly frustrating to have all of this attention on housing, all of this alignment, quite frankly, across the communities. And the people that I've talked to in the few weeks that I've been in this job, to have great alignment on what we need to do and a dedication to accomplishing the goals, but to not have the resources there to support us. That is an incredibly frustrating sort of set of circumstances to be in.
Absolutely. And you sort of hit on another question, so I'll move that way as well. We've received a lot of listener questions about, bolstering assistance to renters, improving their protections, that kind of thing, especially now, with CLASI losing some of its funding to protect potentially those same groups. What are your thoughts on that and the state's bandwidth to address assistance and protection of renters?
Yeah, renter protection is really important. Long term, I believe that we have a housing supply problem that we have to respond to. And it's pretty simple. It goes back to economics 101. When you have a dislocation of supply and demand, prices go up. And what happens with a lack of supply is that it creates this tremendous downward pressure on the market. And so housing supply is a big thing that we need to undertake in the state. Delaware's already started the work. We just last week wrapped up the meetings of the Affordable Housing Production Task Force, which is looking at increasing the supply of affordable housing and housing overall. There is, I think, some momentum in the legislature and with our local jurisdictions, Sussex County and other jurisdictions that are looking at changing their land use policies so that we can build not just more, but build differently than what we have for the past several decades. Relieving that pressure on the market, investing in affordable housing along with that is the best way for us to move forward. When it comes to renter protections, I think that it's important as we can't just create supply overnight. So we're stuck with the situation that we have now for at least some time. And so it's important for us to make sure that renters are protected. And that's a way of making sure that they don't fall into homelessness. While we fix the big problem of housing supply and affordability, we've got to make sure that people are protected in the meantime.
I wanted to sort of move forward to talk a little bit about how you plan on or how you want to encourage workforce and affordable housing, especially in Sussex County, and then also, in connection to that, how you hope to encourage private entities to invest in or partner with DSHEA to make that happen.
I think that's going to take some real leadership. I think when people push back on density or on land use approvals, it's because of their experience over the last 50 years. And what has happened is that local jurisdictions have really restricted the types of housing that we can develop. And so the average home size in Delaware these days is somewhere around 2,500 square feet. That house is probably on a half an acre lot. That half acre lot probably used to be a forest or cornfield or something like that, right? And because of its size and because of its lack of density, that home is going to be very, very expensive. And that's what we've created in Delaware for the past several decades. And I understand why people don't want to see more of that. I think there's a challenge before us because we both have to make sure people understand why and how we need to develop more housing in Delaware, but also make sure that we don't do it in the way that we have. If we built 50,000 new units of 2,500 square foot homes on half acre lots, there wouldn't be a whole lot of land left in Delaware, and it wouldn't fix our affordability problem because all of those units, because of the economics of home building, those units would be at $600,000 or $700,000 or $800,000. That's not the path forward. We have to find a way to make sure that, yes, we build more, but that we do it smarter and we do it differently than we have for the past several decades. We need more dense communities that have a diversity of housing types, from multifamily apartments to condos to row homes to semi-detached homes. We need places for workers who are working in our schools and our hospitals. So we need places for people to start families, first-time home buyers, where they can go and buy a home for $250,000 or $300,000. And you don't do that necessarily by making a really expensive home more affordable. You do it by producing affordable homes that have smaller square footage, and are more densely put together. So I think it's got to be an environment where we welcome new creation of new housing, but that we also talk to people about how we're going to do that differently, so that we obtain different results than we have for the past several decades.
For sure. And I have a couple questions right now just about a couple of the methods that that Delaware has put in place so far. So the first is, can you share your thoughts on pallet villages? I know that there was one that opened in Georgetown in 2023 and got a new I think it was a community center that was built late last year. Can you talk a little bit on that and if there are plans to expand that project elsewhere or in Georgetown?
I get asked a lot about sort of pallet villages or tiny homes, and quite frankly, I container homes is another thing that I don't really necessarily care what it looks like or how it's built. I care about the end result, and when I look at the pallet village, I think that it is a way of providing stable housing to people who are homeless. With supportive services. And that's why the community center is actually a really important part of that. You're not only providing the housing, and again, I don't really particularly care if it's in a hotel or if it's a deconstructed hotel in tiny homes or pallet homes sort of spread out over more area. What's important is that it has the supportive services there to make sure that people have what they need to stabilize themselves and their families and move back into permanent housing.
Absolutely. Another method was in late, last year, there were also a couple hundred project-based housing vouchers offered in Kent County. Are there plans to continue that or create more vouchers?
Project-based vouchers is a really effective way of making sure that you not only support the family through rent subsidy, but also the project more broadly. I'm never sure if it's 20 or 25% of their total voucher allocation from HUD for project-basing those vouchers. We'll look into whether or not we have more capacity under that rule from HUD. Again, a lot of headwinds before us here, but the good thing I still I said before and I'll say it again, I'm an optimist. I think one of the good things is that there's a lot of attention on this, and that people, including the governor, have put housing and housing affordability and the cost of living at the very top of their list of priorities.
Thanks to Delaware State Housing Authority Director Matthew Heckles and our Abigail Lee for joining us on The Green this week. And stay with us. Bird flu continues to spread across the country, and it's raising concerns in the first state. A University of Delaware wildlife ecology professor weighs in on the risks and the state's response. That's next on The Green, here on Delaware Public Media.